uncertain time, and they don't say anything. Actually, if they did it at noon or something, Henry would come back and be here, report to you, and then you go on the television.
Word of encouragement to Henry. Well, if the communications made it 6 days.
Well, yeah, when it's massive enough. Yeah. On a normal thing, it's 6 weeks. Yeah. On a super overridden thing, it may be 6 days.
There is
a long lag. Now, we didn't have any problem from the resumption of the bombing at all.
None.
We're getting it all now. It's taken this long for the fact of the bombing and the what happened to it, and then jamming up the reactions and having something happen as a reaction to take effect. And now what we're getting now, I think, is the heat that we should have been getting in at Christmas time. And it's just 2 weeks too late because the bombing's all over. And, I mean, that part of it. What will shoot that down will be an overriding thing. Henry going back to the talks was not an overriding thing. Stopping the bombing even wasn't. But what will be is when Henry comes back. It wasn't partly because we're playing the pessimistic line on the talks.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if he has the agreement. There we run into it. I think we're going to have, in some ways, a rougher time next week than we have this week. Because we're riding through this now. But the problem...
Why don't we tell them what happened? You mean that?
Which you will. You're going to tell the congressional leaders, I understand. From Kennedy said you wanted to have Henry meet with the leaders, or talk to the leaders. Yeah. And hope they'll keep quiet.
And talk to our brothers.
And of course, you don't tell them a lot more than what you tell with what Ron says. Right. Monday morning, anyway.
Not a lot. Not exactly what Ron says. I dictated it to Kennedy. So that I said, we're just going to say, in fact, a few years back, there has been significant progress made in the talks. Hague is going on the side of informs you of the progress that we have made. In the meantime, because of this significant progress that's been made, the President has ordered a suspension of all bombing in North Vietnam. That suspension will continue as long as the progress continues to be made. Both sides agree that there can be and will be no discussion whatever of the substance of the talks. Under the circumstances, we cannot agree on the substance of the talks. And we will, because it might jeopardize their succeeding, we can only say that we are continuing to work toward our goals, to the three goals that we have always set forth: ceasefire, return of all prisoners of war, and political process, people's autonomy. Period. Now that's what you say. That's what Ziegler said. That's what the rest says. Will that wash?
Yep.
I think it'll wash publicly.
Yep.
I'm washed with that.
It'll wash with the public. But then, what you'll get, of course, what that does will create a challenge to the media and to some in the Congress to find out what happened. And so there'll be enormous maneuvering, and that's when...
That's when Henry can pick it.
Right, and that's when I'm going to have a little talk with Henry and throw his own words back at him, which is, he always says, you've got to discipline the bureaucracy and all that stuff. And say, Henry, you've got to discipline Henry Kissinger.
That's right. You're the only man who...
For 1 week,
you've got to
be available.
See, we are not even going to... This is going to be very hard. Rogers is panicking to get a hold of the agreement. We can't give it to Rogers, because all Rogers will do, Bob, piss on it again.
You've got to say, Bill, we don't have an agreement.
Yeah, we don't have it yet.
Which is true.
That's right.
Because in the immortal words of William P. Rogers, until you have an agreement, you don't have an agreement.
You were there.
No, Henry told me.
Yeah.
That rankled Henry, that you can toss that right back at them. We don't have an agreement.
We don't have an agreement. That's right.
Now, the problem there is, of course, that Sullivan does have it. And I don't know whether Sullivan comes back with it or stays there working on it or what.
Sullivan comes back and show him the goddamn protocol or something, I guess. But we cannot get Rogers. Rogers will inevitably try to piss on it in order to get...
Maybe the better tack with Rogers, because you will have it, is to say, Bill, there is no further negotiation. This is not a negotiable agreement. This is the final paper. There's no point raising one word about a single comment.
He'll come in and find them, you know, Henry should have done that. This is a great mistake. I might have been there to get on that. I agree. I'll tell you, as you know, Bob, the night of Shabbos,
certainly was.
And so that, I never heard of you take a Secretary of State or any order to him.
You shouldn't.
Never.
Even, and you shouldn't be misled into, you know, even if it's a Kent Rush, you
no.
Own man type Secretary
oh.
of State.
No, there's handles.
You shouldn't take any cabinet officer with you on the trip.
Right.
We've talked about it before, and it's absolutely right. Isn't the way for the president to travel. You should be the only star.
That's right.
And it's, and you are the only star. When you're there, just it's, the sun's there so the stars don't show. And
well,
that's why instead of the stars.
We have one hell of a time, you know, our advanced people and so forth. And they're talking in the cabinet office, isn't that bad?
Yes, sir.
And they see, and they got the, remember with Bill and Pete King and so forth.
And, sure that, and it can't be done.
He told me, remember when we went up to the wall and he was there and you had to get him up in the picture and it
well,
scared the shit out of me.
Changed that, it was better on the Russian trip because he had an independent itinerary, so then you didn't have that much sightseeing anyway, but he did his own thing, which was better. If you're going to have it, that's the way to do it. He's got to do independent
right.
When you go sightseeing, you got to go by yourself. You
exactly.
Should, even most of the time, have your wife with you, as we've also talked about,
that's
because
right.
It's better.
That's right, if we can, but all the other hand, any foreign travel that we do, I think should be straight versus private. Better for me at
yeah.
This time, and that's where it kind of has to go along.
Well, and you're moving, I would think, now to building a different kind of image out of those things anyway.
Yeah.
They should be more ceremony.
Sure.
You should be more aloof, and we shouldn't let them get into any, we should be much tougher than we've been before on your time, for instance, and it should be set up so that you have plenty of time on your own initiative.
Yeah.
You know, so that we don't get you into a schedule like the Henry kind of stuff, that you have to do this, you have to do that. Meet with all the scholars and rush to the Bundestag and roar back and meet with the American community and shake hands with the ambassadors and staff. And you should screw that. You should move like royalty. You should
right.
End this stuff, and we should never say that to anybody because then they'll
sure.
Kick us back. But
move like the president. Basically, you guys have a responsibility to do a little thinking while he's there. So you say, what is he doing? He's thinking, and also he's running the presidency.
Doing his own work. That's
sure.
Right. The president is the president all the time. And you're not
never, you're never going to be Nicholas with dying to death again. I'm going to limit the state. I don't mean much. I think the first European trip was a good one. I think the astronaut trip remains pretty good. I think the others were useless.
which is what he's building up. He doesn't like to go down.
Good. I was just thinking.
And he's got Verudi coming over now, starting Monday. He wants to get going. I thought about that. See, we're setting him up.
I have the time.
He wants to do this. He said he did.
I have this time to do this, to do the Colson Klein and all these things right now. I want you to take care of it, so I don't worry about it.
That's right.
So if you'll take care of him, I can stand. I pick my least violators from that. I think the better solution to stand is to let him have a damn Red Cross. Kick him out of the other one. Maybe because we only want to have a land on that border. They've already acted. The border is bad. They've got to stand. I say I'd be unacceptable to me. You've got a hell of a story there. I think.
If that's really what's happened, if that's the way stand puts it, apparently. Doesn't want it, that's not going to be that great a problem either. He's Webster's covering his track. We just keep him in mind and maybe down the line we do something.
That's right.
I mean, in some ways, Chuck is probably more worried about the Webster thing than Webster is because he feels the obligation there.
He thinks he would do a hell of a good job, and he would.
I think he would.
I just dread this. But they'll come up with them, and IRS, I'll bet you it'll be a well-qualified
place. You don't want to.
Yeah. But also in terms of having it with the car or something.
Have to think.
But I'm thinking the media one hell of a blast. Hey, you might, that would be a great Agnew speech. You might put that down as a possibility for the camera. Hey, you might just take the goddamn media one. Just put that in the back of your mind. On what they said. Your thought is to go back. That would be for us to get Hagar and go to Florida.
Right.
With him.
And Henry,
the idea being we're just going for a couple of days. And then I'll extend. How's that sound to you? And we don't do some right.
Stay down, and that'd be the best thing would be for him to just stay down. He can order, you know, get some staff down and work on the State of the World report or something.
That's right. I think you should message him so that we don't have to confront that when we come back. Have tonight's message.
Soccer.